Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know what? They're clapping for Nina. They're not clapping for me. Welcome, people, to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio. How is everybody? Happy spring. It's still Women's History Month, so to everybody celebrating, you don't have to be a woman to celebrate it. Wonderful things are coming. Wonderful things are ahead this year, and God knows we've had a hell of a year, the year before. But things look like they might be getting back to, I don't like the word normal, getting back to something that we recognize as familiar. And that's what I'm hoping for. And thank you. A different time today, actually, for my special guest. I changed the time today just for her and only for her. And she is so worth it. It is 2 o'clock from a normal 1 o'clock time on the East Coast, and people on the West Coast, you got to sleep in a little late, 11 o'clock for you out there, as opposed to our normal 10 a.m. So welcome aboard, and thank you for joining us. And what's interesting is next month, actually the date is, it's April 28th, this show. And we've actually had two different formats. We started off as the Bridal Body Shop, which was a health and fitness for, it was a health and fitness show geared for brides and grooms, but you know what, everybody listened anyway. And that was, I think, for about 4-5 years of that format. Then we switched over to She's Raising the Bar. And, but all told, we are on the air for 9 years, and I'm actually trying to think of something special to do for that show. I mean, it's 9 years. It's not like it's 10 years. Milestones are always, you know, big, you know, to do things. It's either 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's always fives, but I'll figure something out. We actually had a massive press release for Bridal Week in New York, which was, I don't know if it was the 28th itself, but it was the week of, and we had a whole big to do with that, and that's when we launched our first episode. And we've been, I think we've been on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock quite some time, but we actually, I think we're on Mondays at one point in the evenings. I have to check that, but we're still live and kicking. And Lori Towers and me, and thank you for joining us and making us part of your little day. Oh, you know, I'm looking at last year, and as much as, you know, this is like the topic you can't avoid. You can't not talk about the pandemic. And I've had debates with friends about this and challenges with people. And there's, even if you watch any network, we just can't get away from it. And again, I think that we're, with the vaccinations making their way into everybody's arms, I think that we're certainly in a much better position to be hopeful, to regain the traction that we once had. It might not be right away, but soon. There's really just no way we could have a discussion without this, without asking somebody if they had a vaccination, how things are going. People, if that, you know, people from around the world, how's everything over there? Did you get your vaccine? It can't help but happen. It's a conversation. And why I'm bringing this up is tomorrow was actually, and I didn't want to rebroadcast it today because I wanted to have a live show with our guest, Tammy Lee Webb, but tomorrow is actually the anniversary of when the show first came back on the air after we went into lockdown, which was March 17th on the East Coast. And we had a really nice write-up in Broadway World. And they were very kind, saying we fought our way back. And, you know, truthfully, we weren't heroes. We just were able to, you know, morons that we are. And older morons, I mean, kids could figure this out, one, two, three, but, you know, tech snafus always happen when you're over 50. It's just the natural way it goes. That's the natural landscape of our lives. So the first show back, there were a lot of glitches, and my co-host and I, Lee Siegelman, were just, you know, you hear the snapping and the wires, and it just wasn't perfect, but it was the first remote show that we had. It was the first show that we did not facing each other, which anybody that's done radio, if you have a co-host, you really want to be in front of them because you just have to see when the person is going to speak. Even if you know them as well as I knew her, you have to know when they're inhaling, when they're where the body mechanics are leaning into the mic, and you know you're not going to step over their dialogue. That's really important. And it was really hard doing a remote show not knowing. You just hear the voice in your head, and you just can't see each other. So there were a lot of things that went wrong on that show. Mostly, I have to say proudly, it was the connection. There was a problem with the sound, there's this, that, but, you know, all in all, it was a great show. And the thing that you're looking at now in hindsight is the show that was our first show in, I labeled, and it was a cute title, I thought, at the time, because it kind of was tongue-in-cheek, and I didn't mean to smirk at the severity that was, you know, around the next bend for us, was entitled Pour Me a Dry Quarantini. And I had the sizzle reel, I had all these pictures of martinis, and this cherry martini, which is my favorite, a dirty martini. We had everything, because if you listen to that show, and I'm going to post it on our Facebook page tonight, to tomorrow, and if you listen to it, you will hear the conversation of people that really didn't know what was going to happen. And there's more times than not I've said, oh, it's, you know, our trajectory was, you know, most likely by June. Now, this was a show that was March 25th. By June, everything would be back to normal, because we were trying to, you know, lean to the more conservative side, which was saying it's not going to be, you know, in a month, which everybody was hoping. Everybody thought it was going to be 2 weeks. And, you know, June came and June left. And so did August, and so did the rest of the year. So I was listening to the show this morning, and I was debating whether I wanted to put it on because of the sound quality. But you know something, I think it's worthy. You know, again, it was just the first show in, and we wanted to just get back on the air and just get back to what we did every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And, you know, when you want to do things like that, you forfeit a more polished veneer, because it was important to get on the air. And so I'm definitely going to post it tomorrow. And it's just really funny, because Facebook has become, with memories and everything, it's been a very loud calendar. And it's made us very aware, whether we want to look back or not, the memories that come up from the following year, it almost seems like, and again, we're not the only ones that went through this. I mean, this is, I think in my adult life, the only real, I don't want to say tragedy, a really life-changing event that I knew of. But, you know, my grandparents lived through the Great Depression. My mother was born a little into that, but she was probably feeling the consequences of, you know, the things that happened. I mean, again, nothing happens and vanishes within a few years. You know, things kind of, you feel the tremors and the undercurrents down the stream. So this was, I think, something that most people don't have any recall of. And so it was new. So a lot of us were groping in the dark, and we didn't see what was around the bend. And yeah, here we are. And I think that's the about anything like this happening is you learn. And I think we've learned a lot about ourselves, and I think we've learned a lot about the people we're with. I mean, people lost people in the spiritual sense and also in the philosophical sense. You see who your friends are. And I think that's what a lot of people got out of this. You see who you're standing with. And I remember my grandmother used to say, anybody could show up to a wedding. The people that show up for the funerals and the people that show up when you need them, those are the friends. Those are the people that you know. And I think that was a big lesson in all this is you get to know, you recognize who the friends are, who the neighbors are. So it's been negative in a way, been a learning experience. So our guest today, and I'm waiting for her to come on, is a woman who needs no introduction. Tammy Lee Webb, for anybody who's under 30 and might not know the name, she's a fitness icon. She truly is. She's buns of steel, abs of steel. She was one of, and I think that's why it's great that she's on with us for Women's History Month, is because she was one of those pioneers. And, you know, and I have nothing, no reason to say anything bad about Jane Fonda, but Jane Fonda, I think, got a lot of the fanfare and the love, the applause for bringing all of those videos into our homes. But Tammy Lee Webb actually knows her science, has a master's degree, is in the Fitness Hall of Fame, and actually knows the science. And not that I'm saying, I was of the era in, let's see, pumping iron to the women, and if anybody is out there and I'm incorrect, I believe Pumping Iron to Women came out in 1986. Pumping Iron came out first. Pumping Iron to Women with, oh my God, Corey Everson, Rachel McLeish, Bev Francis, all of these people were pioneers in bodybuilding. And this is what made bodybuilding for women a little bit more acceptable. And I'll give you an example. My husband and I have been together for many, many, many years, over four decades. So we met when we were 16. So we've gone through college together and so on and so forth. And I started working out, I would say I was 19. I know I was over 18. I think I was 19. And I remember many people, don't forget, we're used to looking at people like Serena Williams. We're used to looking at women who have muscle tone. We're looking at, who is it, Linda Hamilton. And, oh, my God, Terminator 2, I think she was in. We're used to seeing that, but we didn't always. And I remember my husband getting a good amount of flack and sneers. You know, and it was always the, well, why would you want to be with a woman who could beat you up? And I always thought that that was the most mindless, primitive response to a woman who's got muscle. But then again, if I heard that now, I would think it was even more so. But then it was, you know, women who worked out were not in the majority. Women who worked out then were women who went to aerobics classes. That was really it. And that was pushing the envelope. And most of the women then were always, and I remember my degree's in exercise science, and I remember then women saying, well, you know, I want to work out, but I don't want to get too big. I wouldn't want to look, and it's just like I wouldn't want to look like a man. And you know what? There is so many myths circling around that when people pick up a magazine, and I'm not going to mention a name because I'm not endorsing, but when you look at women who are in bodybuilding contests, most of the women there are dehydrated. Usually I'm trying to word this as nicely as I can, were enhanced by artificial means. The women with their natural flows of hormones are not going to look like the women who are flexing and dehydrated in the magazine. And that is what most women fear. And that's not what usually happens. So I remember always challenging that. Well, you know what? It looks good on you, but it wouldn't look good on me. Meanwhile, they were usually walking around with at least 25 of an excess of weight or more. But they would rather that than having, you know, muscle tone or, and that's really it, because unless you actually design a routine that would make your muscles grow to an extent that maybe I would rather, it's not going to happen. Lifting up a weight is not going to do it. And I remember having arguments, and it's so much better now. It's so much better now. But then it was a challenge. And Tammy Lee Webb was one of the women who did have a good amount of muscle tone. And it was a very, very hard line to walk because, you know, she looked a certain way and that's why people, I think that's why women and men weren't threatened by her and women wanted to be like her. Because although she had a great amount of muscle tone, she wasn't. I'm going to tell everybody to watch, and I'm sure you could still get it on DVD or Netflix. Watch Pumping Iron 2. And I say this because what I'm saying now is exactly what I'm talking about. It was, were we establishing muscle mass, or were we discussing a beauty contest? And that's really what it was. So that's why I want you to watch it, because it's very important to the point of, do we want women to look a certain way? Do we want women to look like a Barbie doll? Or is it a bodybuilding contest where muscle tone and fitness matters. Why I think it's worthy, because if I go on and on about this, I'm going to probably sound like I'm leading the discussion in one way or another. But watch Bev Francis in this film, because she's absolutely wonderful, and I've met her a couple of times, and such a sweet woman. And I believe she's back in Australia now. She had a gym out in I think it was Jersey. I think it was in Hackensack. So it was in Jersey. And she was absolutely wonderful. And she kind of got the raw end of the deal. So that's all I'm leaving with. My guest just contacted me and said that there was some sort of misunderstanding. It could be with the time change too, but she won't be able to make it. But you can bet we will have her on again. So I'm going to close the show in saying Tammy Lee Webb will be on with us again. And I'm sure, let's see, next week we're going to have Gwen Lasser on with me, who is a wonderful violinist, and she will be on with me, and she'll be closing Women's History Month. And Tammy Lee Webb, I can't imagine, won't be on at least the second week in April. Even though it's Poetry Month, we will have her on with us. So thank you for joining us, and please look for my Facebook post tomorrow of Pour Me a Dry Quarantini, which was our show from last year to the date tomorrow. And join us next week. In the meantime, get your vaccinations. Be safe. Take care of each other. And for God's sake, please wear your masks. And I look forward to seeing you next week at this. Nope, not at this time. Not at this time. At 1 o'clock Eastern time, and at 10 o'clock West Coast. Everybody be careful. And I believe this lovely lady will be taking us home. Take us home, Nina.